Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
So I hung out with some second graders, and I played Connect Four with a second grader who beat me. I feel like a second grader and an adult is a good matchup in Connect Four. I'm saying that now, maybe because I lost to a kid who's seven.
It's Mike Shope.
This kid, and I beat him one time, and then we played. And it wasn't like I was just sitting there all day staring at the board, right? I mean, there's no excuse, though. There's no excuse for losing to a seven-year-old at Connect Four.
And the Bulldog.
He had me three different ways at the end, and twice he missed the winning play.
Yeah.
And then a third time, he had another, like, three turns in a row, he had a winning play. And, like, how bad a job is that for me? How bad a job is it in Connect Four?
You had three match points in Connect Four.
He had three match points.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
The second time, I'm like, I'm surprised you didn't see that. And I'm sort of giving it to him. And then I make my play, and they're like, oh, he's got another one. I didn't see that at all.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
There's a game for someone of any age.
Connect Four?
Yeah. Wouldn't you wouldn't enjoy a rookie draft, but would you enjoy a game of Connect Four with your wife? Best out of three or something? Or does it have to be kids involved?
Enjoy. I don't enjoy.
Tolerate?
Yeah, I feel like playing Connect Four would be fine.
It'd be short.
Be fine. But I don't know. Enjoy that, is a little strong.
The game has had some staying power. Like, you see it in an arcade form now. Connect Four.
Yeah, and you see it also like life size. Like,
that's what I'm thinking
of.
Giant.
The arcade is
a giant board.
My
board.
Kids are too old. I don't go to arcades. I haven't been to an arcade.
That's why with arcade form, because I don't know if there's like actually a place. But like Great Wolf Lodge has, well, that's an arcade, and they have had a giant Connect Four.
Right.
They might have a different name.
They don't have the trademark for Connect Four.
I don't know.
It's
I don't know that one, but.
Wall-mounted tic-tac-toe. Not exactly, but yeah.
It's fun. It's a top game. All right. Elijah Moore.
Top game?
It's a top game. It's a top what?
I don't need to push back on everything. You like it. You might like it more than me.
It's a top what? No, I'll think of an answer now. It's not top 10. It might be top 25. It's a wide receiver 2, 24. It's a game 2, level 2 game. How's that? It's a starter.
Yeah, it works.
But it's not an all-pro.
Works.
It's a starter.
We probably lost pieces really quickly after we first had it, and then that was the end of it. Like, I can still see it in the box on the stack and just think, we lost shit, whatever. We don't have all the stuff.
You could just play it on paper. R and Y, red and yellow, R just... You can play it on paper. 8x6, 8x8.
When did I move into the little house on the prairie? I'm going to play Connect Four on paper? What are we talking about here?
Well, you lost your coins, so, I mean, you could just deprive yourself, or you could make it work. Yeah. Cook up some oatmeal and some grits.
This is what I meant when I said, I think you like Connect Four more than me.
I guess I do.
Yeah.
So speaking of wide receiver, no, Elijah Moore, do you have a gut instinct on him that you trust?
No.
The range of outcomes is pretty wide.
Yeah, no, I don't.
The bottom is he doesn't make the Bills.
Right.
The top is
he finally becomes the player so many analysts were dreaming of when he was drafted in the first place.
He could maybe be a star.
Yeah.
On this team. There's room.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't, because I feel like I mean, I can see it. I can hear the case. I could make the case. You know, there is an opportunity here. I think, unlike Palm, when you mention him and start thinking about having a conversation about him, I think it's interesting that I feel like we have been talking more. He comes up more often than Josh Palmer does. And I think that's because Josh Palmer is more sort of underwhelming. He played with a great quarterback. He had opportunity. The team was pretty good, and it never really blasted off. Like he had the one year with like 60 something catches, and the other years are more modest than that, like 40-ish or something. And you can't really make all the excuses you can make for Elijah Moore. The list of quarterbacks that he had thrown him the ball is pretty awful. And so how much should a receiver be able to reach his ceiling when he's got Zach Wilson and whomever, Mike White, whoever else, the Jets and Browns? I mean, it's not good. So you have that, whereas Palmer really doesn't. He had Justin Herbert the whole time. And, yeah, you know, when everybody was healthy, he was third in the pecking order, rightly so, behind Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. But even when those guys weren't there, it never really happened. So, like, Moore is more of a dream. Whereas Palmer, you're just, you know, I don't know. I'm probably just sort of expecting 50 catches and 4 touchdowns from Palmer. And if I'm wrong about that, great. He smashes. You know, because there is opportunity for him too here. If he's going to slide into like really a number one type role, be on the field as much as any receiver for the Bills was on the field last year, and I think that's kind of how this is tracking, then maybe he can exceed that. But Moore is like, you shouldn't expect a lot because there really hasn't been that much, but there is a talented player in there that has not really changed. And maybe the Bills and / Allen / Brady can unlock that. And so do I trust that? It's so speculative that I can't really get to a place where I would want to say, oh, yeah, I can see him becoming someone who is pushing Shakir for the lead on the team in receptions, becomes their go-to guy or something. I mean, I don't know. I just think there's a lot of uphill for him to climb to get that playing time.
With Moore,
right. So I don't trust it, but I can get excited about him, but I don't trust it, if that makes sense.
Yep, that's right. That's like, fine.
He.
You wouldn't want to bet it.
I wouldn't. Depends on the odds. I mean
well, odds.
I love losing bets. Yeah, I will.
You wouldn't want to bet on Elijah Moore catching 50 passes?
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't want to bet. You would want to bet on Palmer catching 50 passes?
I think that's the ceiling, I feel like.
I do too. I don't think I would bet either guy to catch 50 passes. Palmer's over 40 once. I think what you said most of it. What Palmer has is the fit. He was like targeted by the Bills as a separator in free agency, whereas Moore was, I think, well, I'm not sure he was more of an afterthought, because it was a different situation with him. Like he was going to get some sort of like contract from the Browns if someone else didn't move in and sign him. Same with Dobbins and the Chargers, but then Denver signed Dobbins. And so there was some, basically, the Browns were, if they didn't want Elijah Moore for themselves, they had it set up where they would probably get a comp pick if this happened. You know, like, so they'll maybe get a comp pick for him, or they just have him at a low salary. But both, as it happens, both guys got away. So from their original teams or most recent teams. So Palmer, I think, has it. The Bills have a certain idea, a plan for him that may or may not be extensive. It may or may not be 50% of the snaps, but it's going to be third down. It's going to be, you know, long yardage. Joshua Palmer, I think, is on the field. Mm-hmm. And Moore, while, you know, they did spend to sign him, I feel like it's more of a tryout with him.
Yeah.
And that could be wrong. It could be wrong because maybe if you're trying to read, as I'm doing, the details, it could be wrong because of that point about the contract. Like, waiting was available to the Bills on this guy. They could have been outbid. It could have ended up signing with someone else, but maybe they were tracking it. Maybe they were, like, in contact, if they were allowed to be, with his people. Like, I think we want to do this, but, you know, it ended up being a longer process, or it was just, you know, a change of plans and then it went and signed him. I doubt it's that casual.
Yeah,
me so too. I do think, like, what Palmer has is the fit. What Moore has is maybe not, like, as high on the pecking order, but I think what he has is he's the better player. He was the better prospect. They were in the same draft. They're both 25 now. They were in the 21 draft. Elijah Moore was one of the first picks of the second round, if not the first pick of the second round. Like, he, and that's what Coleman was, of course. He was a better prospect. Palmer was mid-third, which doesn't say everything, but I mean, Moore ran 4.35 at the combine.
Right.
Like, he was more of a star coming into the draft, into the league. And the excuses are those quarterbacks and the teams, the offenses he played for. He had a couple of bigger games with Cleveland, one with Jameis Winston last year. I think the other was with Watson. He had a 100-yard game against the Ravens. So I kind of think that Moore has the greater upside.
Right. That's what I think, too. But what is that? What does that amount to?
Are the Bills open to letting that be right. possible?
What kind of opportunity is there going to be? Samuel is making three times the money? Twice, maybe. It's close. So I think he and Moore, I mean, I shouldn't go too hard on connecting the two of them as being like duplicates, but it's hard for me to see both of them being significant contributors.
Yeah.
It almost feels to me like if one of them is going to hit, it's going to be at the expense of the other. Playing time, targets, like all of it. And so, you know, we didn't get the full Samuel last year because he was compromised coming out of the summer and into the start of the season. And you started to see, like, if Moore's not here, I think we're probably talking about Curtis Samuel as much as anyone in that receiving group, maybe even probably more than Palmer.
But less than Coleman.
But sure, agreed. But they are both here now, and I'm having trouble finding my way to, like, who is going to get them? Are they going to just share snaps? Are each of them going to play 40% of the snaps or less or something? I just don't know what kind of opportunity there is going to be. That is what makes maybe the summer and, you know, practices and even preseason games somewhat interesting. Hopefully Allen doesn't play at all in the preseason, so throw that out. It's really practices, joint practices, like who's on the field with whom, how often are they using Moore? Are Moore and Samuel ever out there together? Like, who are they in place of? What are the roles? It's so hard to know that sitting here now. Again, the commitment to Samuel financially is significantly bigger enough for me to point it out here. But it doesn't have to mean everything. It's not like he's making $15 million or something. It's like half of that. but Moore is like 2.5 or something. So I don't know if they'll feel compelled to like make sure they max that out or something. Like that doesn't even hardly make sense. I just, it's such a puzzle with those guys. Do they all want to play? Do the Bills want them all to play in the slot? who's on the outside? I feel like Coleman and Palmer are your reliable outside receivers. Everybody else is just sort of, and Shakir's at the top of that pecking order. So what?
And that sounds so unappealing to me.
Where is there going to be space for these guys?
I mean, how does this team win again with that kind of wide receiver talent? How do they do it? Maybe they will. They just did it. They stuffed it in their critics' faces. Speaking of stuffing it in your face, did you see the highlights of Coleman and the basketball game, Hamlin's charity game?
I saw.
Did that not look completely ridiculous?
I saw a couple of clips.
I need to know more about sort of like what the vibes were, because the highlight reel on Coleman. So there's DeMar Hamlin's charity basketball event, and you know. Everybody's going to take that a different amount of seriously. This Coleman is just windmill dunking over and just, it was like a skit or something.
It's like the kids playing with the mascots. Like the football highlights when you see the little kids on the field with the mascots and they're just like stiff arming the kids out of the way and just destroying the kids. A little bit of that looked like that to me. Like, is this even real?
I think you're allowed. I don't know. See, I'm just going to weigh in on it. Because I want to, but I don't have a feel for like what kind of serious this event was. From the highlights, from the Coleman highlights, it looks like everybody else is just really standing there. And he is just going off. I mean, it's threes. It's the dunk where you put it up off the backboard, go up and catch it and dunk it. It's, you know, windmill 360. It's like a highlight reel that you would send out to colleges or something if you were this prodigy. And I don't know, maybe other guys in this game were close enough to the same level where it was sort of warranted. But if not, it's really weird. Like, you know, you talked about once playing in an event on the ice at the arena and Gilbert was on the ice.
Yes.
Or, you know, think of like,
yeah.
Alex, you go to if there were such a thing, you buy a spot and you a fantasy camp or something and you're on the ice and Chris Drury shows up or something like that. I'm thinking like a younger, more recently retired we all know he would never show up at a Sabres thing, but just, well, the Sabres are tough to use for this then, but still
right.
All the players that have left are still in the league winning cups. Anyway, somebody that's played, I mean, Coleman played for Izzo at Michigan State. He might have been good enough to like get drafted. I don't know what his prospects were as a basketball player, but he was on Michigan State. He shows up at your event, and you're on the court because you know you're DeMar Hamlin's cousin or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you like it? Are you amused by this performance? Are you pissed? Like, what are you?
I don't think you're pissed. I think if you're at a charity event and there's a guy that can do those things, that's where you do them. Like, there are people there. It's all raising money. I think you're just putting on a show. So I wouldn't at all expect that the people he was playing against, I mean, I don't know this, but I would guess that they're just like, wow, this is cool. Like, he can do this. We're giving the people that are trying to raise money a show. I think that's how I would like to think it was perceived. I would be surprised if it were perceived as, why is this guy playing like it's the NBA Finals?
I don't know. I think I would be more annoyed. Like, okay, we get it.
You're good.
Do you need to score 60 points in a charity basketball game? Do teams even score 100 points?
Right.
He's going off for 60.
Maybe
nobody's in his way.
Maybe pass the ball.
Maybe pass. Maybe he did. That wouldn't be in the highlights, right? Maybe he did. But there are only a couple. It's like 12 or 15 different baskets he makes in this montage that I saw. Only a couple is anybody even guarding him. There's one where he's at the top of the key and there's a guy.
And he throws the ball around him and runs around him and grabs it and dunks.
Yep.
Right.
Like, all right, we get it. I want to think that there would have been players in that thing that were like really upset. Okay. Let's just have a good time here. yes, you don't have to do all of this. You don't have to show us every trick in the, you know, in the bag. But maybe I'm wrong.
I didn't come out here to get shown up. I don't know. I didn't think that. The only thought I had about it that I guess would be considered negative was 60 points.
60 points.
Like how often you're that good, maybe you shouldn't be shooting all the time.
Well,
in a charity game.
Spread the wealth a little bit.
Yeah.
Or did they, if somebody's keeping individual point totals, somebody's keeping a team score, I guess. Like I've been to a couple of those where there's no score is really being kept, I think. It's just up and down the floor.
I wonder how much, how did they realize he scored 60?
But do they have his assists and rebounds?
Right.
And
was somebody writing that down at the scorer's table?
Yeah. That's right. Was it a serious enough game? Because you're keeping individual player scores. You come off, you play in a charity basketball game, you come off the court, and maybe like your kids ask you, how many points did you score? You don't know.
Right. Like I made a couple of baskets.
Some. I don't know. Nobody knows that answer.
If it gets to the level where I scored 60, which would never have ever had a chance in hell of happening, then I wouldn't know. If I made two, I would know I made two baskets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Small enough.
Right. Like, how'd you do? I made two baskets.
Right.
Golf clap.
Yeah, right? I made a couple shots.
Right.
That's it.
Which I think is what happened the last time I played any sort of charity basketball.
I guess I want to know who was the second best player on the court. How many did they score? Was this game close? Or did it just become like a ridiculous Keon Coleman show where everybody is like, at first you're just like, wow. And then by five or six baskets, you're like, okay.
We get it.
All right.
You're good.
All right already. Could somebody else do something? What was the level, you know, how far down was the next level down from Coleman? Can anybody tell me that? Brad is on WGR. Hi, Brad.
So not the reason I called, but I'm 5'9", and if I could dunk a basketball, I would do it as often as I brush my teeth, like 3 times a day, 4 times a day. I'd just go outside when I'm bored, and I would just do it as often as I could.
So, I think in a game like that, you would do it once or twice so you can show that you can do it, and the place would be, like, really impressed. And then, you know, you would give it a rest. That's what I think you would do.
That's fair. I'm just – it's a dream of mine, and I still think – I'm 38. I still think it's going to happen one day.
But, well, anyway. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Just stay with it. I could dunk in high school. It's been a long time, and I can't even imagine trying to jump that high anymore.
Well – yeah, don't give up either then.
That's right.
So the reason I called is I guess we have to wait to see the depth chart and all that, and I am hopeful that Elijah Moore and Palmer are going to be kind of, you know, what we hoped that Samuel would have been all of last year. Maybe even, you know, obviously pie in the sky, what Shakir has become, like just this, like a dynamic, whether it's slot or outside, whatever it is. But what I guess I don't understand is and we don't know what they offered Cook, but for the $10 million-ish that we're paying a potential wide receiver 4, wide receiver 5 combo, we could just be paying a proven starter who had an incredible year last year and kind of not had any sort of this, and obviously it's quelled quite a bit from Cook attending the workouts. But anyways, you know, $10 million, $11 million, that's not nothing. And to be paying that for a potential wide receiver 4 or 5 or people that we might even cut, seems a little strange from like a resource allocation.
I agree. I will see what happens with Cook. Even without Cook in the equation, I just think like they have, it's not loading up. They have spent pretty good at receiver on guys that haven't always sort of like played like they deserved it. And that's Palmer for me. And no, it's not record-breaking money, but Samuel and Palmer to name two. And then if you want Coleman because of the draft capital, not criticizing the Bills for drafting a receiver there as they did, still, like, that has added up to a pretty significant amount. Kincaid in this pile, too. And what do they really have?
Well, that's a good question. To the caller's point about the money, average receivers cost more than great running backs. That's because they're more that receivers are more – you're trying to take as many shots at receiver as you can. Because you need more of them. More of them play for you than running backs play, and they're just worth more. It's just the way it is. So, I don't know. I wouldn't want to go cheap at receiver so I can pay my running back. That would be, I think, doing it backwards. So, yeah, I recognize, like, the point is sound. They are spending. I mean, holy cow, between Palmer and Samuel, forget about Moore, because that's very modest, but that's $20 million. For those two dudes. And Samuel, you know, we'll see. Like, how much, that's where what we're talking about here is how much does Moore, if at all, sort of cut into him? Like, are one or the other at the, you know, they're at the expense of one another. Probably, I think, if one of them gets going, the other one is probably going to suffer.
Thank you, Brad. 803-0550 to weigh in. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
I just know what I can do. You know, at the end of the day, you got to believe in yourself. The world already is moving at a way to where people are scared to take risks. But it's not a risk. I know what I believe in. I'm, you know, I lean on my faith. I lean on God. God is real to me. So at the end of the day, I lean on him. You know, I trust. I know what I can do. I work my ass off every single offseason. I work my ass off every single season. And I just know that I'm the type of player that's going to show it.
That is Elijah Moore. And Bills fans, needless to say, are hoping that he has the quarterback of his dreams, and all that hard work pays off.
He sounds pretty serious there.
He does sound pretty serious. I guess you could say it's getting pretty serious. Haven't seen that movie in a while.
You could. What is that even from?
I think it's Napoleon. Isn't it Napoleon Dynamite?
I don't know. I've only seen that movie like once.
I think it's
all the way through.
I think it's a Kip line. Is Kip right? Is the brother or friend or whatever he lived. It's been too long.
Yeah.
She's coming around. I guess you could say it's getting pretty serious.
Yeah.
That movie is so good. It's always Uncle Rico. The only time I ever see references to that movie is Uncle Rico,
who is like the throw it over the mountains. I know.
He's the lamest character in the movie.
Yeah.
Right? Like just the one thing. Uncle, he's kind of a tool. He's supposed to be a tool. Right.
But if you see somebody, you're driving around with your kids, my kids have seen the movie. I think they liked it. I don't remember. We haven't all sat and watched it together. You see somebody driving a van like that, Uncle Rico. You make a reference to somebody who has a big arm and can throw any object really far. Uncle Rico. Like that's it. Yeah, the rest of it, I don't know. I don't have a lot of opportunity to make tetherball jokes, I guess. Oh. Right?
Like, vote for Pedro.
I just don't have that opportunity.
The girls are great. Pedro is great. The big jock guy is great. I can picture his one face when the crowd all stands.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stands up and cheers for Pedro. And they show the one kid in his face like, oh, he's so upset. Talking to John Heater at the Super Bowl the one year, the star of the movie, if he didn't write it, he might have even have written the movie. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
I asked him what his favorite or the funniest part of the movie was to him. And he said something about a scene where I should watch this again, where the big guy I just mentioned is like trying to steal a bike, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And Napoleon or someone else whose bike is being stolen offers him chips. Instead, like, will you take chips instead?
I remember him saying bike? That.
What if I gave you chips? Could I keep the bike? I love that movie.
I remember him saying that. I remember liking the jacket he was wearing.
Okay.
I don't remember a lot of stuff, but like for some reason, you say his name, and I remember sitting there with him, and I remember thinking like, actors have cool jackets. Like, I like this jacket. This is like $1,000 for that jacket. It was like a jean jacket type of jacket, but like nicer.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I don't know where. I have
to find out. Yeah, that's fun to think about. I guess you could say it's getting pretty serious.
He's a one-timer.
He has a one-timer. Weirdly, he's been on the show one time.
Weirdly, we've not had a second opportunity to interview John Heater.
Maybe that's easier than we think.
Right? Maybe we should.
Maybe he calls in. I don't know. Maybe it's easier than we think.
Hey, remember us? You probably did 6,000 interviews during Super Bowl week. We were one of them. Want to come on our show again?
He did. Not only did he answer that question about his favorite part, but he did like it. He liked the question. Like, he sort of laughed about it and thought about it and gave an answer. I remember liking the interview, which that does not always happen.
No.
Especially at Super Bowls, it did not always happen. Oh, thank God that's over. He hated this.
I got to go on with Buffalo now?
That Hasselbeck hated us, I think.
Yeah.
Because one of us made a reference to his celebrity wife.
Oh.
And he sort of rolled his eyes and like, oh, of course you'd mention that or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember this at all.
Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah. Hmm.
I think he was sick of people doing that.
Yeah. No.
We were a cliche to him.
I'll own that. I don't remember it, but I'll own it. I definitely could see it happening. I have no trouble believing I would have asked a question that would have been cliche and displeased someone who I didn't know probably we were interviewing until 5 minutes before he sat down. Because that's how those things
are. It's not like it's
together.
So bad. Right. You don't know how the person's going to react to it.
Right.
I think he was just annoyed.
Yeah.
Maybe he's easily annoyed. I don't know.
Maybe it was the 15th time in the last hour he was asked that question.
Yeah. Maybe I'm too sensitive. I don't know. Could be both. Mm-hmm. Rich is with us. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I got a coin from the first preseason game at Rich Stadium against Washington Redskins. I went to that game. They handed out coins, so we just hung on to it for all this time.
How large? Okay. How large is the coin? Is it like the size of a silver dollar or?
Yeah, what? The silver dollar. It was the size of a silver dollar. It was gold.
Yeah.
What? Why do you have? Why do you have occasion to bring it up? Why? Why are you calling about it?
Well, you had looking for what you call collectibles or something or like that. Maybe you called the wrong thing. I thought that you guys were talking about it on this show.
No, not today.
No, I mean, it has come up from time to time, but not regularly, and definitely not in the last 3 hours.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
But call the wrong station. Call the wrong station. Then talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks.
All right, man. Yeah. Good luck with that coin.
I think it's a compliment. Because it's sports,
mm-hmm.
and he thought it must have been us that he was listening to, right?
Yeah.
We're on the right side of that.
All right.
I want to say.
See, now I want to pretend that I'm annoyed like Tim Hasselbeck was, that the guy called the wrong.
No, I think.
Don't you know who I am?
I think it's a compliment.
Yeah. No, fine.
It must have been us.
Had you ever heard that?
I don't think so.
They
I don't
handed
know.
Those, I'd never heard about that.
I believe it. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe
Maybe
it too.
I used to know this.
I'd never heard that they did that. So.
That's do you have anything like in the? Do I want to even ask you this? Is somebody else talking about this? Do you have anything in that realm that you covet?
From the stadium?
I'm just asking you.
Me?
Like, I don't have that net anymore, as far as I know.
You don't?
I don't know where it is. The field goal net?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No.
I found some old tickets recently.
Yeah.
Can you picture the Bills ticket with the white helmet on it? Like, maybe a light blue background?
Yes.
Or maybe that was different based on where the seat was?
Yeah, it might be, yeah.
Or just based on the game, maybe?
I have...
Like a season ticket.
I have what I don't think was a season ticket. It might have been. I don't know. I never had season tickets except for 1 year that I got them and gave them away many years ago now. But I have a stub that... My wife, at some point in the attic, she found a way to display a few different little things that she must have found in scrapbooks of mine. And one of them was a ticket from the Miami Bills game in 95, the David White game, as we call
the
it.
David the David White
show
game.
that I was there for. It's like my 90s Bills good game that I was at was not even in the Super Bowl years. It's 95, and that stub is a white ticket. With the Bills helmet isn't on it. I think it's just the opponent's helmet is there.
Okay.
And the ticket itself is white, and the Miami helmet's white with the logo and everything. But I don't think the Bills helmet is on it the way it was torn, the ticket I have.
All right. Well.
Anyway. But no, I don't have.
I did not go to that game.
I don't have any. That's it. Like, I have that. I do not have. Boy, I don't think I do. Well, I should check. I guess I could. I was at an age where I would have been saving things like that. The game I went to in the first year of the stadium, the Bengals game, I might still have a stub for that somewhere. I know I have a scrapbook with pictures and box scores and stuff from then, none of which is really that useful because you can find that stuff online as easily as, mm-hmm. as you want. Not necessarily the pictures that were from the Courier Express or whatever, but I wonder if I still have that stub from that Bengal game. I don't know, but that's it. I didn't go to the stadium a ton in the great years. I was always working at the pizza place, so I don't have much really at all. That net is like
that's how I am. Oh. I just don't take care of stuff. Like I like the idea of having things,
yeah,
but you know a lot of it. It's pretty much my life. It's just sort of
this is this
maybe
is
it's in a box somewhere.
Clinch the division in 88,
yeah.
Fandemonium,
yeah.
Like the famous photo. Mike's in the crowd, and you've got a piece of the field goal. Now.
I'm on the field,
yeah,
and I wrestled it away from another guy, or it tore.
Yeah.
Maybe we both got pieces of it. It was a huge piece of the net.
Yeah,
I how could you lose it?
Yeah, that's a good. I want to be hard on you about this. That seems like something. It's come up often enough through the years on the show that it's something I feel like you should have hung on to.
Maybe I have. It's probably some sort of a window into me that I would want it,
mm-hmm.
but not really take care of it.
Right. You would like having it, but not care for it at all.
just not do anything. Right. Yeah. Just like talking about it.
Right. Right.
You know, it's not so much of a display piece like certain other things
sure.
would be. I like certain of my collect. much of my collection, and you can display it. And not a ticket stub, not a field goal net. Right. It has its limitations in that way.
Sure, yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. We'll be right back. This is WGR. Sad news. I'm seeing on Twitter that Ann Burrell has died. She was one of the most recognizable celebrity chefs. Went to Canisius College. I know people that knew her, but I never knew her. But she was still like prominent on shows, and you know, you remember her face if you don't really know the TV chef world. You'd remember her spiky blonde hair and her face. Always had like a big personality. So nothing. I'm reading an obit from People magazine that Greg Wyshynski quote tweeted. He's a big TV chef show guy.
Big foodie, yeah.
And I'm shocked. Didn't know anything really about her life, but she went to Canisius College and must have, you know, a lot of friends around here, I would think. So sorry to have to report that. What? Mike Lesikowski coming up at 6. 11-day power play opens tomorrow. We'll preview that. We always do. It's such a great event, and Bulldog knows Mike very well. I know him a little bit. So tomorrow's a special day for him, for them, the whole organization, Harbor Center, the opening ceremonies and everything. That's coming up.
Right, and they'll be playing through the end of June. Starts tomorrow, runs, 11 days. Get it? June 29th is when. And so, you know, the opening and the close get a lot of attention. There are ceremonies and all that. But I know from having been just, you know, a spectator at different times, you know, we've done our show there and we'll do that again next week. I think on Thursday is the day we'll be down there for it when the WGR team plays. But the players will be playing around the clock for these 11 days, and they love it if people just pop in at 2 a.m. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah. The building's open. You can get there. And so it's always very well supported, obviously, financially and otherwise. There's you know, always a good amount of people. But I think the overnights can be tough. Of course, it makes sense. So, you know, you have a mind at any point starting tomorrow through the end of June, just about here, pop in and spend an hour or longer. But
you've played in it. Your son played in it. My daughter played in it last year.
We played in it the first year they did the community shift. Like the first year was the 40 player, the original 40, they call them. And then the second year, the community shift was born. And yeah, Owen and I, it's the only time we ever, well, other than when he was a really little kid. Once he got pretty good, I was done coaching. And so I hadn't been on the ice with him since he was like 10, maybe, or 12. So that was fun to get to play with him. And it's the last time I've had skates on.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
Well, I made the mistake of seeing what it looked like and just thought, I need to stop doing this.
Not
good.
For fun.
Yeah. No.
You wouldn't still enjoy it?
No, not knowing how. No.
You're in better shape now than maybe?
Yeah, maybe. But my knees aren't. Okay. I just can't get around. So anyway, but Owen's playing. Owen started, you know, he stopped playing competitive hockey in December of 21, came home, the gear went in the basement, and I'm not kidding you, it had not moved until this spring.
Mm-hmm.
He signed up to do this and has had, I don't know how many, he's on the ice constantly coaching, but as far as like putting the gear on, this spring was the first time he did it.
Cool.
And he's playing, he'll be playing next Thursday when we're doing our show.
Very cool. This sounds like your skating, hockey / skating is my skiing.
No.
Because I skied, you know, I wasn't like always on the slopes, but I skied a number of times, you know, early 20s, high school, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't for a long time. And when kids came along, we decided like maybe this would be a family sport.
Yeah.
And my first day back trying to ski, I was so unsure of myself upright that I just would go down. Like I just did not want to get speed up.
Yeah.
I did not trust myself at all. And like, I'm never doing this.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
If I had a different mindset about it and I wasn't worried about just getting a little too well over my skis, and you know, here comes a tree. If maybe I could have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Powered through that, but I didn't have the spirit to it.
I have had the thought. You are right. I was probably the heaviest I've ever been in my life when we played, when I participated in that. And that certainly was a factor. Also a factor was that I hadn't been on the ice in like 5 years at that point. Hmm. And I skated twice to get ready for the thing and then did it. I loved being a part of it. I mean, I really did. I just could not get over what it looked like in reality versus what it felt like in my head. Because in my head, I was still moving around the ice like I would have been 20 years ago. And the reality was I looked like someone who had never played. Is how it looked to me. And I don't know. I'm not the most prideful person, but I just thought, I don't want people to see me do that again, ever. Mm. I just don't. But when I work out on a bike in my basement, my gear, some of Owen's is mixed in now, although he's moved it around because he's using it again now for this event, but my gear is right in front of me. Like it's in a bag, but it's there. And I occasionally, while I'm huffing and puffing, riding the bike, will think, I should try again. Maybe it's better. And I just don't. I never get anywhere. But this event would be the reason to do it.
Mm-hmm. That's the 11-day power play. We'll talk more about it after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.